on the Colorado State Sports Network, powered by Canvas Credit Union. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show, presented by Lucky Joe's. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. UC Health, Waterpik. Also brought to you by Coors Light. Grab an ice-cold Coors Light and a designated driver this game day. And remember that 21 means 21. Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Now, here is your host, Brian Roth.
All right, a very good Monday evening, and we welcome everybody into the Lucky Joe's studios at Moby Arena. It's another edition of the Coors Light Colorado State Coaches Show. Brian Roth with you as we take you right up to 8 o'clock here tonight, talking Colorado State men's and women's hoops, and a lot of great things to talk about here on the show. We're going to start and lead off with men's basketball this week, and we'll welcome in head coach Nico Medved. Rams last week, they get a split on the road at Utah State, fell on Tuesday night, but man, what a resilient showing by this Ram basketball team to come back on Thursday night and get the road split at a place like Utah State, a team that had not lost in conference play. Nico, great to see you. And, well, first off, just give me the big picture view. I mean, you go into Logan, Utah last week, and they had just come off a sweep of San Diego State, who we all know is really, really good. And I know you go in with the mindset of getting two wins, but at the end of the day, you drop the first one, but you come back, and I thought your team showed a lot of grit in game number two.
I was going to say, usually we talk about these two-game series. I was hoping we'd just kind of skip the one on Tuesday, right, and just start talking about the one on Thursday. But no, we did, and you know, as we're continuing to learn and grow as a team and get better, I thought, you know, our approach on Tuesday, for whatever reason, I think all of us involved need to take some blame for that, was just not what it needed to be. And particularly on the defensive end, I just thought we just didn't have a level of intensity or focus or on what it needed. And you know, we just kind of were tiptoeing around out there, and you do that and things don't go your way. And we really didn't take them out of anything. You know, they made threes, they got to the free throw line, they scored in the paint, all those things. And so I thought that, you know, we really regrouped on Wednesday, and I thought our guys really accepted the challenge of what we knew. And boy, we really came out, and I thought just played our butt off on Thursday, played with a tremendous amount of energy and focus. And, you know, we use the word intensity. And I thought we did that and came out with a huge win. And so, you know, my feeling would be, Brian, I don't know that a lot of teams will go in there and win this year. I don't know that a lot of teams will go to Viejas and win this year.
Yep.
So I think that was a huge step forward for our team. And I thought we learned a lot about ourselves, and we grew up in that series.
Yeah, to that point, Nico, I mean, you guys go on the road to San Diego State, you get one of two. And then you go on the road to Utah State and get one of two. And you look at San Diego State, couldn't get the job done like that at Utah State. You look at some of the teams that have gone into Viejas, not able to get the job done. Nevada got beat twice down there. And so it's going to be tough to go on the road at some of these top-tier schools and get a win. I mean, and that's really almost what you're looking for at this point. Colorado State did just that. They got the win on Thursday night, 84-76, that after the 19-point loss in game number one. You know, you go back and you mention the fact that you challenged your team, and you did. I mean, you guys were disappointed at the way your team came out and played in the first game on Tuesday night. And I was with you guys all day Wednesday. I mean, you're going through cut-ups of the game the night before, and it might have been painful.
Wasn't pretty, was it?
It was not pretty. And, yeah, I mean, that's one of those deals where, I mean, you could tell, and the guys watching it squirming a little bit, just like, you know, it's not easy to watch the cut-ups that you guys were showing them. Hey, here's what we did wrong here. Hey, you got to be better there. That's not always easy to take, but tell me a little bit about the makeup of this group, because I don't know how often you guys have to challenge them as hard as you challenged them on Wednesday and into Thursday, but the fact that those dudes responded and then some has to make you guys feel great as a staff.
Yeah, I mean, I was confident. I mean, that's who they are. And I think all of us, you know, what I always try to do as a coach, don't try to do, I do do. It's, you know, after that game on Tuesday, you know, and we're up late that night watching the film, and the first thing I look at myself, it's like, okay, you know, and these things happen in college basketball. You have ups and downs in a season. I mean, that's every team goes through that a little bit. But all right, What could I have done better? What did we not have our prepare? You know, that these guys prepared for. Did we need to simplify a few things for them? Be a little bit clearer about what we wanted. And so I think that started with us as a coaching staff of really trying to figure out how to simplify a lot of information in a short period of time. And then with those guys, like, yeah, there's some schematic things X's and O's wise. But if we think that we were going to go in there Wednesday and just make a couple X's and O's adjustments and think that things are going to work out different on Thursday, we were kidding ourselves.
Right.
And so, you know, the number one thing is your you know, the level of intensity and mentality. I think showing those guys a lot of just the mentality plays. All right, we can talk about whatever we want here schematically, but if you're going to let Justin Bean – do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just go by you and right. not put a body on him. We talk about it. It doesn't matter what we do, you know, it doesn't matter what we do. You know, if we're late on a road, I mean, I could go on, you know, and those kind of things. And just need to play with a lot more physicality and an edge. And I think the guys saw that. And it's like the understanding of this is how you win those games.
Yep.
You know, that's how you win, and it's not get down 26 and then kind of try to get a feel for the game. And I know we have a lot of confidence in our ability, and we never quit, and I think that's a great thing. But you got to take the bull by the horns, and at some point, right, that official standing out there at half court, and he's got the ball in his hands, and he's about to tip it up. And as soon as that ball leaves the official's hands, that game's up for grabs. It's game
yep.
on. And you're either going to sit there and wait, or you're going to try to seize control of what happens. And that's not always making and missing shots. It comes
right.
down to the other things. And I think our guys accepted that. And I think that was really the challenge that they needed. And I think they really responded.
You know, you could see that. And it was palpable, Nico. I mean, at least from where I was sitting across the court from you guys there on Thursday night. But it was apparent in your first two defensive stands of that game. Now, I know you threw a ball away for an easy dunk after one of those.
I think James forgot what color our jerseys
right.
were.
That's right.
I love you, James.
Bean got an easy dunk. And,
yeah.
And, you know, I think what Kata scored on the first possession, too. But you could just sense, at least I could. Could you sense in the first couple of minutes? I mean, even when you guys went down 19-9 in game two of that series, you still had to feel better about what you were seeing on the floor.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we were in that first game. You could tell right away. I mean, we were not – but, yeah, we played the one that we got to stop, and James ended up kind of throwing the outlet away or whatever. Like, we played great defense
beautiful
on that possession,
defense.
You know, and just it's just an unfortunate thing that led to a dunk for them. And so, no, you could feel we were playing, you know, we were playing a lot better. And the other thing that stood out to me, and, you know, it's not always as easy as people might think, but, you know, we played with a level of desperation. On the second media timeout, I remember I just walked over to him, and you could tell the five guys who had been out there on the court were just, I mean, just gasping for air. And I think I pointed to one of the guys behind. I said, what do you notice about all five of these guys here right now? And you said they're exhausted. I'm like, exactly.
Right.
You know, there is no waiting till the last 4 minutes to see, you know, we got to because that's what it takes. Utah State's playing really, really well, just like this team that's coming in here this week. And I think the other thing, Brian, not to belabor the point, but, you know, you can do that, and that doesn't mean you're going to win every game.
Right.
That's not the way it goes. I mean, you play against really good teams, and sometimes the ball doesn't go your way. Great players make plays, and sometimes you really play really hard, and you compete well, and you don't win. But at the point in time, you want to be able to look back after the game and say that, hey, we competed our butt off, and usually we've got a good ball club, and when we compete our butt off, we usually give ourselves a chance to win.
Yep.
And that's what we needed to do, and fortunately for us, we did win.
Yep, you did. 84-76. Rams get the victory, and that's a great road split for this basketball team. And again, Colorado State on the season now 11-3, 8-2 in Mountain West Conference play. I mentioned the fact that you guys were down by 10 early in game number two against Utah State on Thursday night. It was 19-9. And they had just gone on a little bit of a run, and you could kind of sense the crowd getting into it, feeling like, whoa, here we go. Our home team is just going to maybe roll again tonight. But in comes Deshaun Thomas, Nico. And tell me about what you're seeing on the bench, because DT comes in. He scored 11 straight points in an 18-2 run for your team, knocked down three threes. I mean, that game could have turned out a lot different if Deshaun Thomas doesn't come in and just give you that instant offensive spark.
Absolutely. I thought he was terrific, and he's been shooting the ball so well for us, you know, really all year, but especially in the last 3 weeks or so in practice. And, you know, when you play against a team like that, I mean, we were pretty intentional about, all right, Cada is so elite defensively in the paint. We wanted to be able to do some things within our scheme, you know, intentionally to, you know, do some pick and pop. And, you know, we call him smokes and ghosts, all that kind of stuff. But and it worked out really well. And obviously he had made some shots even on Tuesday.
Right.
But, boy, I mean, he knocked down, you know, what, he scored 11 straight points, you know, and they left him open, and he made him pay. And that was absolutely huge for us. And I thought that, you know, even though we were playing really, really hard, was that offensive spark. And once we kind of took the lead and came back from that early deficit, you could really feel even the energy in our group go to a different level.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, all right, we're here tonight. And so I'm so proud of him, you know, to do that. And, you know, he really bailed us out there in a tough situation.
Well, and you guys showed toughness throughout the game too, Nico. I mean, like, look, you guys get the lead in the first half. I think you led by as many as 7. All of a sudden, it's a 2-point game at halftime. You have the lead and saying, okay, you know, each team gets to go to their locker room, make some adjustments, regroup. You got 20 minutes of basketball left. And then Utah State comes out. They score the first 6 points of the second half. I don't think you guys scored for the first three and a half minutes of the second half. And again, your ball club never seemed to get flustered, even in situations like that.
Yeah, you know, that's where it is. Where, you know, and I thought we were playing. I thought we were playing. I mean, I go back and look at the film. Our first two defensive possessions, I mean, we were playing our butt off. We had I think James had a great wall up. We blocked a shot at the end, turned him over. We did, you know, whatever. It kind of went on a scoring drought. You know, you knew they were going to come out and really crank up their defense. They're so good. And we had a couple of good looks. But you're right, we went through this long scoring drought. And like I said, we were stuck on 37 there for a long time. But then finally, you know, we kicked it back in gear, and that's where your defense has to just continue to step up for you that way. And that's what happened. And eventually we gained our footing again. And I thought we played very well on offense in the game.
How about David Roddy? Cause that was, again, you come out, it's Thursday night. You're looking for a better effort. Team plays really well in the first half. And you look at, you know, arguably your best player, best one of two, one or two players. And David Roddy's stat line at halftime, 0 points. I think he had one shot attempt, and he had 3 fouls and got into foul trouble, and yet you were still up by 2, but then Roddy in the second half, I mean, he was really good, had 15 in the second half.
Yeah, that's what makes, you know, the prognostication so tough, right? I suppose most people, if you go into the game and said, David's 3 fouls and not score in the first half and play,
good luck.
You probably wouldn't say you're up 2, right?
Oh,
you know, But that's basketball, you know, and we did. I was really proud of him. He played with a lot, you know. I thought the first, well, it's another story, was a cheap foul. But he was really playing hard, playing intentional. And then, yeah, for him to come out in the second half and play the way he did, he had just some enormous plays for us, scoring and on the glass, a huge block shot on Miller. I thought he played awesome. And so I think the story of that game, we were able to get Cade in a little bit of foul trouble, but Roddy was in foul trouble for us, too.
Right.
So, you know, both teams had some key players saddled with foul trouble, but we were able to figure it out and work our way through it. And like you said, I mean, he really stayed with it mentally. That's hard to do sometimes. And was just outstanding there in the second half.
All right, a couple more thoughts on the Utah State game from Thursday night. Again, the Rams get the split on the road in Logan last week, 84-76, game 2. Rams get that win, and they go to 11-3, 8-2 on the season. Of course, Boise State coming up here this week to gargantuan contest with the Broncos. We'll talk about that in the next segment. But two final points: the game on Thursday, to talk about the decision to go to the zone defense in the second half, because they clearly weren't prepared for it. You guys don't play much zone to begin with, and man, I thought it stopped Utah State almost dead in their tracks offensively.
You know, it's something we've practiced this year. We don't do it a ton. It was something going into that series we had talked about doing, had practiced a little bit, so it wasn't something that was just blind. I didn't think the opportunity presented itself in the first game. I didn't feel like we were ever really in the game.
Right.
You know, it wasn't going to be about a change-up. We almost went to it at the end of the first half, but I'm kind of like, I don't really want to show it to half, you know. And it just felt like the right time. You know, we were in the, both teams were in the double bonus.
What was the time on that?
Was it like six and a half minutes left?
Okay.
You know, Isaiah had got fouled on a 3. He made all 3, and we did. And, you know, they were getting to the free throw line a bunch. You know, all 3 of our guys who played the big spot for us had 4 fouls. and just it was something, okay, this might be something that takes him out of rhythm, and it really did. It really threw him off kilter. It took him out of rhythm, and it took him a long time to score, right? They weren't doing anything quick. They weren't getting fouled, and I did. I thought it was absolutely crucial for us that way and really, really stymied them. And I thought they then tried to play a possession of zone against us, and we did just a beautiful job, I thought, of moving the ball. And David made it. Our guys didn't panic at all. David made a great pass inside the paint out to Kendall. He drilled a three, and we didn't see zone the rest of the game.
That's right. That often happens when you do that against somebody that flashes a zone at you. Because your zone defense worked so well in that game, was it a matchup deal? Was it that is a zone defense that works well against that particular team, or does that give you confidence to maybe go to it a little bit more?
Well, if you remember, we did against UNLV a little bit here, right, too, in the second game, you know, late. It's not something we'll do a lot, but I think sometimes it's a feel thing as a coach. What a zone does sometimes is just takes you out of your rhythm. You know, you're in a certain rhythm with the man-to-man, the way you move the ball and cut, you get in the ball to certain spots on the floor, and sometimes just doing that just changes a team's rhythm for a little bit, the way you play. And yeah, they might get an open shot, but it might not be the same shot that they've been getting out of their offense. They're not getting it into the paint. They're not getting fouled as much. And so I think that's what you see teams do. And so it worked for us there. And yeah, I mean, it's something you have in your back pocket that you can use again. We're a team that primarily wants to play man-to-man. I mean, that's what we want to do. But like a lot of teams, you know, they probably have a zone defense of some kind that they can go to.
All right, final thought. How nice is it to have two guards that are excellent free throw shooters?
Oh, I mean, it is. I mean,
and
it's
you're a good free throw shooting team in general, yeah, too. I don't want to just pin it both on Stevens and Moore, but they were terrific down the stretch.
I agree with that. I mean, you know, the only they. What's funny is we got up 11 there. And then, of course, you know, they started throwing in some prayer, you know, and then we did a good job on the press. We turned it over the one time, and then Kendall ends up tying the ball up on just an unbelievable defensive play. But the way that you don't win that game is if you, A, turn it over, and, B, don't make your free throws.
Right.
And so our guys made their free throws, and that is such a huge part of it, is they had to foul us, and we stepped up and constantly making two free throws, and you just keep a team at arm's length. If you take care of the ball and you keep making your free throws, it becomes very, very difficult for that other team to win. And so I couldn't agree with you more. That's such a huge part of us being able to get the win.
Yeah, again, Stevens and Moore, not all of the free throws were late in the game. A majority were, and those two players went 18 of 21 from the free throw line. And yeah, there, Utah State throws in a three. Well, you come back down, you hit two free throws. They've only gained a point on you,
right,
in a course of 15, 20 seconds. They hit another three. All right, you hit two free throws. They've only gained one more point on you, and you're exactly right. You're able to keep them at an arm's length distance. All right, what a win it was for Colorado State on Thursday night, 84-76 over Utah State. The Rams get the split, and in the process, they halt Utah State's 11-game win streak and handed the Aggies their first loss in a Mountain West Conference play, and Utah State sitting at 9-1 in conference. All right, well, you're looking and seeing who's sitting atop the Mountain West Conference. They're at 9-0. It's the Broncos of Boise State. That's the opponent that's coming in here this week to Moby Arena for two huge games on Wednesday night and on Friday night. We'll take our first time out, and we'll talk about that Boise series coming up next with head coach Nico Medved. We're at the Lucky Joe Studios here at Moby Arena for the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. We'll take this time out from Learfield, IMG College, on the Colorado State Sports Network, powered by Canvas Credit Union.
What if your bank lets you spend more time enjoying Colorado? With Bank of Colorado's ATM Live, it does. You can make a withdrawal without a debit card, take out exact change, and plenty more. All with the help of a live teller right on the screen. Do almost anything you can do in the bank at Bank of Colorado ATM Live locations statewide. Then get back to doing more of the Colorado things you love. Learn more at bankofcolorado.com/ATM Live. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Dear Winter, we're not scared of you because almost nothing can stand in the way of a new 2021 Toyota. When you say stay home under a blanket, we come out to play. people say you're ice cold, but our lineup at Toyota is red hot. See you in the snow. Toyota. Right now, get $1,250 cash back on a new 2021 Highlander. Toyota. Let's go places.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. varies by region. See dealer for details. Offerings February 1st, 2021.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Do you ever feel like you spend more time trying to work out than actually working out? Skip the hassles and bring the gym into your home with help from the friendly fitness experts at Shields. We'll help you choose the right equipment to meet your goals, and we'll be right there with you for delivery, setup, and service. And with the Shields guarantee, you never take a chance on your purchase. If you don't love it, we'll make it right. This year, it's your space, your time, your fitness, with a little help from Shields. In store or online at shields.com.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Hello, this is Rocky Trumper, surgeon at the Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. We have been the regional experts in orthopedic care from head to toe since 1969. We now have 31 physicians providing subspecialty care across three medical campuses in Fort Collins, Loveland, and Greeley. OCR, together we are specialists in the medicine of motion. Visit orthohealth.com.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Woodward is a longtime supporter of the CSU Rams. Both founded in 1870, Woodward and CSU share a pioneering spirit that has improved industries, educated generations, and led the charge in innovation for 150 years. From COVID emergency response ventilators to large engines that operate reduced emissions, our companies share a 30-year history in working jointly to provide solutions for global energy challenges. Woodward, always innovating for a better future, and proud supporter of the CSU Rams.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the Colorado State Rams, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
Rams fans, we all know the comforts of home, like hearing 8,000 Forever Green t-shirts belting out the fight song in unison, inspiring the Rams to victory. There's nothing like it. Monarch Casino Resort Spa invites you to feel that Moby Arena feeling at Colorado's newest resort. We've created new restaurants, guest rooms, and suites alongside a brand new expanded gaming floor with plenty of room to run a full court press on our slots and table games. Open 24/7, so head to Blackhawk after the game. Go Rams!
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
All right, we continue along on the show here tonight at the Coors Light, Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. We're at the Lucky Joe Studios, Moby Arena, sitting down with head coach Nico Medved here in the first half of the program. Brian Williams and Colorado State Women's Basketball Talk coming up in part number two. All right, Nico, well, a big matchup coming up here this week with Boise State. The Broncos are going to come in at 13-1 on the season, 9-0 in conference play. They have won 13 straight. They had Fresno State at their place last week, won the first game against the Bulldogs where they closed out the game on a 30-5 run. But then game number two got postponed due to some COVID issues within Boise State. Turned out to be a false positive, so the games this week look like they're a go, but I imagine you got just a little bit nervous when you saw that game gets canceled.
Yeah, you know, we've been, knock on wood here, fortunately, we've been fortunate that so once we've gotten back going here, we haven't had any, you know, COVID delays, and so you're like, oh gosh, is it inevitable? And thankfully, you know, obviously everybody tests again here today, but we cleared that hurdle, and it was a false positive for Boise, and I was happy to hear that. I mean, this is a huge series that way, but one that we want to play, you know, and we need to play, so I'm really glad that we are playing.
Yeah, but it gives you guys an opportunity at two more resume building wins. And Nico, I don't know if you hear the talk. Yeah, obviously you guys obviously follow all things college basketball. I mean, how much do you start thinking about it, does the NCAA tournament ever creep into your head? I mean, you hear talk out there.
Well, I mean, the NCAA tournament creeps in your head 365 days a year.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Fair
as
enough.
Far
yeah,
as, like, yeah. I think that that's a goal for everybody. That's what everybody comes here for. That's what you want. You want to have an opportunity to do that. So I think it's always there. You know, we haven't spent any time daily talking to our guys about, you know, where are you at? Where's your at? You know, we
right.
haven't done that. I mean, we all know that's everyone's goal, but we don't talk about that. I know they're keenly aware of how, you know, I don't have to tell these guys how big these games are that way. But, you know, I know it sounds like a cliche, but, you know, you can't get too far ahead. You can't get behind. You got to worry about this game on Wednesday against Boise and focusing on what matters, and that's what you control. But clearly we put ourselves in a nice position here to give ourselves an opportunity to maybe be one of those teams. But we're only halfway through the game. There's a lot.
Yep, 20 league games here this season. Mountain West Conference reconfiguration of the schedule. Graham sitting at 8-2, so you're exactly at that halfway point. And, you know, you look at some of the teams that Colorado State has played. They've already gone to San Diego State, split. They went to Utah State, split. I mean, two of the hardest places to play. Then you start looking at a team like Boise State, and this isn't to take anything away from the Broncos, and we're going to talk about them in a second. They've won 13 straight. The loss was to Houston, a top 10 team. But they have also played New Mexico, San Jose State, Air Force, Wyoming, and Fresno State. The bottom six teams in the Mountain West Conference, they still have the top six teams in the Mountain West Conference. So the 9-0 mark for Boise State, sparkling, but I don't think there's any question Boise State will not end the season in conference play undefeated. All right, with that being said,
was that a guarantee from you? Like, right,
well,
there, like, you know,
it is a guarantee.
Yeah.
I will put down a lot of money that says they will at least lose one, hopefully two, this week. They're definitely going to lose one at San Diego, probably two, hopefully two. I mean,
well,
you know. Anyway, the point is that
I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
I'm giving a hard time. Yeah.
But you made the point to me about that last Tuesday, Nico, because you said it's hard to base this conference schedule record after 10 games compared to previous years, because if you played half the games in previous years, usually you've played everybody once.
Correct. You'd have been through the league
right.
once. What, and some might have been home or away, but at least you'd have some sort of baseline. And
right.
here it's just so different the way the schedules are. And then who had who home and who had who away, too,
makes
I think
a difference.
Makes a difference. And so it is different this year, and I think it's hard sometimes to base that. And so you just got to keep playing the games,
yep.
you know what I mean, and see where it all shakes down. I think people are starting to get a little bit of a picture, but I look at a team like San Diego State, who's had a really tough stretch out of the gate here in the schedule, and you know, not that, you know, listen, all these games are hard. I mean, I think that's what people realize. All these games are hard, but eventually everyone's going to have to play everybody twice, and you'll get a champion that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, you'll get the true picture when the whole
yeah.
thing is over. You just get less of a true picture here this year, because it's not a round robin type deal where you're going to face blame again later in the year. All right, so that's the case with Boise State. I wanted to put that out there. I think the astute Ram fans out there know and understand that Boise's really good, but they just haven't played the top-tier teams in the Mountain West. Their back half of the schedule is absolutely brutal. They're going to play the five toughest teams in the Mountain West Conference. That includes you guys.
Yeah, I will. They did win at BYU.
They did win at BYU. There's no question.
Yeah.
Yep. They did.
No, I hear what you're saying. I mean, BYU, I'm sorry, Boise they're a terrific team. I mean, they are so athletic and talented and versatile, and they have so many guys who can score. It's like you look at it and you're like, oh, we did a great job on Alston, and, you know, two other guys go off. You know, Alston, it's just they're so dynamic, so many guys who can score. They're so good in transition. They're so good on the glass. And just when you think you've, you know, kept them down for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, then bam, you know, somebody else steps up, or they go on these huge score runs. And they are where they've won 13 in a row for a reason. You know, they're a terrific team, and it's going to be a real challenge for us.
Again, Boise's hitting at 13-1 in the season. They're atop the Mountain West Conference, 9-0. They've won 13 straight games. Are you surprised at how well Leon Rice has gotten so many different pieces to connect and intertwine, because they have so many transfers. Of course, Kijab transfer Morgan played last year, but the Acott kid from Arizona, he's a new piece this year. They just got the Dutrieve kid, yeah, another Arizona guy, back like six games ago. They have a guard in Marcus Shaver that sat out last year. He's from Portland, and he seemed to have mixed them all in pretty well.
He has. You got to give him a ton of credit. I mean, you're right, for so many new faces and all that. I think one thing that was different, those guys all redshirted last year, right? So at least they were in the program and they were practicing together. Right. They were on the scout team, you know, so forth. So I think that helps, having those guys in your program for a year and having a feel for it. But it is, it's a huge credit to them to get those guys to play the way that they do, and they play together, and they're very, very good.
Yep. All right, final thought. Wouldn't it be a lot of fun if we're talking about these two games coming up here this week?
I already know where you're going with this.
I mean, can you imagine? Because, listen, Ram fans are pumped about your ball club. Just from my interaction with them, whether it be personally or on social media, they're fired up about this team. And, man, this is a huge, huge week of basketball, Nico. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, it did.
Either way.
It's hit me a lot of times, but it did hit me this week. I kept thinking about, you know, as you're coming here and you're trying to, you know, continue to build for these moments, and what this could have been like, you know, here, of just having a packed Moby and students going nuts. The students are all back now here, and just thinking about what thinking about what this could be.
Yep.
But you know what? You think about that, and that's normal, but then you let it go. We get to play. Fans will be watching. Both these games are on TV, and I think it's just regardless. Our guys just love to compete, and once this game starts, we've kind of got used to the environment, and it's going to be a blast. But you're right. There is a certain level of, oh, man, that's what if. You know what I mean? What if?
What if you had 8,000 fans here at Moby Arena for these two monster games. So, Nico, congratulations on the win last Thursday, and this should be a lot of fun. Best of luck on
Wednesday.
Looking
forward to it. Thanks, Brian.
Okay, that's head coach Nico Medved here on the show. We're going to take a timeout. We'll talk some women's hoops coming up here in the back half of the program. This is the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield, IMG College. This is the Colorado State Sports Network. I'm a credit union.
For the card-carrying Colorado State fan, your card. You can take the game with you with a Rams Visa debit card from First National Bank for free. It's the perfect addition to your jerseys, home and away, your green and gold basement, your Rams license plate frame, and your dog cam. Show your team pride everywhere you go. All you need is a First National free checking account. To get started, visit fnbo.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Experience Sonny's. Sonny Lubick Steakhouse, located at College and Mountain in downtown Fort Collins, is a locally owned restaurant with chef-created specialty dishes, steak and seafood options, an award-winning wine list, and great happy hour specials. Please visit their website at sonnylubicksteakhouse.com. That's sonnylubicksteakhouse.com. And don't forget, go Rams!
Do you ever feel like you spend more time trying to work out than actually working out? Skip the hassles and bring it to your home with help from the friendly fitness experts at Shields. We'll help you choose the right equipment to meet your goals, and we'll be right there with you for delivery, setup, and service. And with the Shields guarantee, you never take a chance on your purchase. If you don't love it, we'll make it right. This year, it's your space, your time, your fitness, with a little help from Shields. In-store or online at shields.com.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
Dear Winter, we're not scared of you, because almost nothing can stand in the way of a new 2021 Toyota. When you say stay home under a blanket, we come out to play. People say you're ice cold, but our lineup at Toyota is red hot. See you in the snow, Toyota. Right now, get $1,000 cash on a new 2021 4Runner. Toyota, let's go places.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. varies by region. See dealer for details. Offer ends February 1st, 2021.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins today. Toyota, let's go places.
WaterPik is a proud sponsor of CSU's Student Athlete of the Week and was founded right here in Fort Collins in 1962. We're here with WaterPik's Don Fairbanks.
We feel strongly about supporting CSU and employ many CSU graduates. We recognize the pursuit of knowledge and innovative ideas as critical for success in today's business world. WaterPik was the inventor of the original WaterPik water flosser and the original shower massage. We are a leader in the market with new and innovative products.
Rams fans, we all know the comforts of home, like hearing 8,000 Forever Green t-shirts belting out the fight song in unison, inspiring the Rams to victory. There's nothing like it. Monarch Casino Resort Spa invites you to feel that Moby Arena feeling at Colorado's newest resort. We've created new restaurants, guest rooms, and suites alongside a brand new expanded gaming floor with plenty of room to run a full court press on our slots and table games. Open 24/7, so head to Blackhawk after the game. Go Rams!
Woodward is a longtime supporter of the CSU Rams. Both founded in 1870, Woodward and CSU share a pioneering spirit that has improved industries, educated generations, and led the charge in innovation for 150 years. From COVID emergency response ventilators to large engines that operate with reduced emissions, our companies share a 30-year history in working jointly to provide solutions for global energy challenges. Woodward, always innovating for a better future, and proud supporter of the CMs.
All right, we continue along here on the Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show presented by Coors Light. Back to the Lucky Joe's studios here at Moby Arena as we continue on the program. And happy to be bringing in Ryan Williams, the women's basketball coach here at Colorado State. We talk some CSU women's hoops now. The Rams coming off a sweep against Utah State last week, and they are now 10-2 on the season, 6-2 in Mountain West Conference play, and that ties them right at the very top of the Mountain West Conference standings with Fresno State. Ryan, good to see you. And overall, big picture of last week, you got the games in, number one. Of course, we didn't know if that would be the case. Utah State had some COVID issues, but they brought really a full complement of players here to Fort Collins and got a little bit of a slow start on Tuesday, but man, you rolled on Wednesday night and then continued that high-scoring affair on Friday for a couple of wins.
Yeah, two really good wins, and we just got off to a little slow start on the first night, mainly defensively. You know, we gave up a 21-point first quarter when now, it's kind of been something that we've been, you know, I don't know, we've been giving that up a lot here lately, and we've got to correct. Second night, we did much better. But, you know, overall, I thought our kids really competed well once we got within the flow of the game and scored it really well. Offensively got going there in that, you know, second, third quarter, really stretched the lead and had some nice performances by our bigs. I thought our bigs were really, really solid all weekend, and they were going to have the advantage all weekend, and I thought they performed quite well.
Yeah, how good was Carly Murphy on Wednesday? And Carly has missed some time due to some injuries. And, again, she's a transfer from Wisconsin-Green Bay and is a big piece that you guys have added. But she was fantastic on Wednesday night, 19 points and 14 rebounds.
Yeah, she played with such great energy and determination on the glass. It was really fun to see her kind of, and that's what, Brian, we had seen in our earlier practices. You know, mm-hmm. If you don't double team her, she's just got that really nice feel around the rim where she can flick it up either hand and knows how to score it, and she plays with an incredible motor. So it was nice to see her kind of get back to the Carly, you know, we thought we had at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, Murphy was, again, terrific. Double-double for her, 19 points, 14 rebounds. And the Rams get the 90-59 win on Wednesday night. Mentioned you trailed 21-18 after the first quarter, outscored Utah State 72-38. The rest of the you guys shot the ball well. The defense was much better after the first quarter of play. And then how about the rebounding? I mean, you guys go plus 19 on the glass against Utah State.
Yeah, I thought, you know, everybody was engaged in the rebounding battle. Our guards did a nice job all weekend of rebounding. But, you know, again, the bigs, we've just challenged them. We've really challenged them here as of late to you know, to really flex their muscle and to give us that on the glass. So if we can guard well, and we're a streaky defensive team, we just are. This group still has to grow defensively. and we can rebound it and get out. Our strength is running, mm-hmm. running the basketball. And you get McKenna in some space. You get our shooters spaced out. We can do a lot of good things. And I thought that was the key, really, for that big run, is that we did rebound the basketball and got out and ran.
Colorado State would outscore Utah State, or out-rebound, I should say, Utah State, 53-34 in that victory on Wednesday night. Laura DeVos, 15 points. She had 8 rebounds. How about McKenna Hofschild? I mean, she 9 points, but 9 assists, and then you go another couple stat lines over. 0 turnovers. I mean, yeah. 9-0, that's a decent assist-to-turnover ratio, isn't it?
She's been really solid valuing the basketball. And what's been impressive is the pace at which we're playing. Sometimes the faster you play, kids get a little loose and you see the ball getting thrown around a little bit. But not McKenna. You know, her decision-making is really solid. She's getting a lot of kids involved. But, yeah, she had a really good floor weekend. You know, her scoring wasn't what it had been, but they really dedicated to her. But, you know, she was our general for 2 victories.
All right, so we'll continue along with head coach Ryan Williams as the Rams get a couple of victories against Utah State last week. Mentioned they're 10-2 in the season now, and a huge matchup with Boise State. Just like the men's side, on the women's side, Colorado State, Boise State's going to be big time in determining the Mountain West Conference regular season champion. We'll have more with head coach Ryan Williams as we return here to the Lucky Joe Studios at Moby Arena. This is the Coors Light Colorado State Coaches Show, brought to you by the Colorado State Sports Network, powered by Canvas Credit Union.
Dear Winner, we're not scared of you, because almost nothing can stand in the way of a new 2021 Toyota. When you say, stay home under a blanket, we come out to play. People say you're ice cold, but our lineup at Toyota.com is red hot. See you in the snow. Toyota. Right now, get $1,250 cash back on a new 2021 RAV4.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. varies by region. See dealer for details. Offer ends February 1st, 2021.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins today. Toyota, let's go places.
FNBO is proud to be an official bank of CSU Athletics. With 24 Front Range locations, including 6 in Fort Collins, FNB provides full-service banking and superior customer service. Rams fans, now you can take the game with you with a CSU Visa debit card free with any FNBO free checking. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/CSU to get the ball rolling. FNBO, an official bank of CSU Athletics. Member FDIC.
Experience Sonny's. Sonny Lubick Steakhouse, located at College and Mountain in downtown Fort Collins, is a locally owned restaurant with chef-created specialty dishes, steak and seafood options, an award-winning wine list, and great happy hour specials. Please visit their website at sonnylubicksteakhouse.com. That's sonnylubicksteakhouse.com. And don't forget, go Rams!
Do you ever feel like you spend more time trying to work out than actually working out? Skip the hassles and bring the gym into your home with help from friendly fitness experts at Shields. We'll help you choose the right equipment to meet your goals, and we'll be right there with you for delivery, setup, and service. And with the Shields guarantee, you never take a chance on your purchase. If you don't love it, we'll make it right. This year, it's your space, your time, your fitness, with a little help from Shields. In-store or online at shields.com.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the Colorado State Rams, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
WaterPik is a proud sponsor of CSU's Student Athlete of the Week and was founded right here in Fort Collins in 1962. We're here with WaterPik's Don Fairbanks.
We feel strongly about supporting CSU and employ many CSU graduates. We recognize the pursuit of knowledge and innovative ideas as critical for success in today's business world. WaterPik was the inventor of the original WaterPik water flosser and the original shower massage. We are a leader in the market with new and innovative products.
It's back.
The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today, new financial bestie, at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
All right, we continue along here on the show. Welcome back to Coors Light Colorado State Coaches Show. We're at the Lucky Joe Studios here at Moby Arena. Brian Roth back with you, talking women's hoops with Ryan Williams, women's basketball coach. They're off to a 10-2 start, 6-2 in conference play, and they're right at the top of the standings in the Mountain West Conference, along with Fresno State, a team that they split with in Fresno earlier this year. All right, Ryan, we talked a little bit about the Game 1 win last Wednesday against Utah State, 90-59. You guys were able to take control late in that contest, when I say late, into the second half, and run away with that. Well, you get the 88-73 win on Friday. Better start for you guys offensively.
Yeah, came out of the gate really ready to go. You know, defensively did a nice job of executing what we needed to get done. And but, you know, Utah State really came out strong as well, really competitive in how they drove the basketball. You know, every time we seemed to get some separation, maybe a 9-point lead, 10-point lead, you know, they'd go on a little 4-0 run or something like that. We could never just stretch it enough to get them out of here. And you got to credit Utah State. I thought they changed their lineup a little bit and played, I thought, three really good driving guards. Each can shoot it as well. So, you know, that's what you get on that second night. You're going to get some adjustments. And I thought our kids, again, the second half, did a tremendous job of really competing and getting that separation and a really good second win.
Are you starting to see that as you get more used to these two-game series, that whoever loses game number one is going to come out, and maybe it's just human nature, but come out maybe with a little bit extra intensity in their tank?
Yeah, they come out with a little extra edge. You know, that was the case at UNLV when we lost the first one. And, you know, when we beat Fresno the first time, Fresno really came out guns a-blazing. And, yeah, you just – that's what athletes do and competitors do. They are going to, you know, try to really, really compete and not try to have happen what happened the first night. And, you know, but then you got to respond to it. And obviously the coaches speak is, you know, yeah, you want to – they have to match our energy. You know, they have to match our edge. But, you know, it's not always the case. Sometimes you have to adjust and, you know, give opponents credit. And, again, I thought Utah State really played a good second game.
Yep, and again, Colorado State, how about this? Rams had six players in double figures in that 88-3 win. I mean, that is a team effort and so many different weapons on this women's team that can hurt you. And this has been one of the best offensive teams in the Mountain West Conference. All right, we'll take another timeout, our final one of the night. When we come back, we'll talk about the huge matchup in Boise for the women's team at Boise State on Wednesday and on Friday. We'll be back here to the Lucky Joe Studios following this, the Colorado State Sports Network, powered by Gammons Credit Union.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure.
Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah, I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 10% or more.
Rams fans, we all know the comforts of home, like hearing 8,000 Forever Green t-shirts belting out the fight song in unison, inspiring the Rams to victory. There's nothing like it. Monarch Casino Resort Spa invites you to feel that Moby Arena feeling at Colorado's newest resort. We've created new restaurants, guest rooms, and suites alongside a brand new expanded gaming floor with plenty of room to run a full court press on our slots and table games. Open 24/7, so head to Black Hawk after the game. Go Rams!
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same, to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
We're here for the ones on the farm who get their boots dirty. The ones turning an old shirt into a new mask. The ones in the cafe cooking a mean bowl of chili. The ones at home making PB&Js and holding down the fort. The ones bagging up groceries and stocking the shelves. And the ones just hanging out in a hammock. Here's to the ones who define the Colorado spirit. We're proud to be the community bank that helps them live that way. Because we're not just a bank in Colorado. We're Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the Colorado State Rams, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway Delivery and Pickup app today.
Woodward is a longtime supporter of the CSU Rams. Both founded in 1870, Woodward and CSU share a pioneering spirit that has improved industries, educated generations, and led the charge in innovation for 150 years. From COVID emergency response ventilators to large engines that operate with reduced emissions, our companies share a 30-year history in working jointly to provide solutions for global energy challenges. Woodward, always innovating for a better future, and proud supporter of the CSU Rams.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment. Made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's back. The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
All right, we're back here with the final segment of the Coors Light Colorado State Coaches Show. We're at the Lucky Joe's Studios here at Moby Arena. Brian Ronth and Ryan Williams will wrap up the program here as the show tonight brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado, one CSU, and one bank. It cheers as loud as you do. That's Bank of Colorado. There's only one. All right, so the Rams sitting at 10-2 on the season, 6-2 in conference play. And, of course, we were talking earlier in the show with Nico Medved how big of a series the Rams have with Boise inside. Well, the series is every bit as big on the women's side as Colorado State will go in and take on Boise State, a team that up until last year when they lost to Fresno State in the championship of the Mountain West game had gone to, what, three consecutive NCAA tournaments. And
they beat, not to correct you, I'm sorry, but they did beat Fresno State. They went to the NCAA tournament.
When's that?
Boise.
2 years ago, right?
Last year. Yeah, they beat Fresno in the championship.
They beat Fresno. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I got that mixed up.
Yeah, you got it backwards.
So they would have gone four straight.
Absolutely.
Right, so four straight. My bad. Four straight. So, I mean, you get an idea of what they've been able to do there at Boise. And really, listen, I mean, if you're going to win four straight Mountain West Conference tournament titles, you've kind of put yourself as the standard. What do you see from this Boise State team? They're 5-3 in conference play, 8-3 overall, but they got swept at Fresno State last week.
Yeah, a very talented team. They a little younger than their previous year's teams, Brian, but They've got a big time stretch post, you know, in McGuire, the transfer from Oregon, who's, you know, she might be one of the better shooters in the entire country. And she's all of, you know, 6'4", almost 6'5", and she's really a difficult matchup. She really can spread the floor because of how she shoots it. You know, they're always really athletic at the wing spots. You know, the Jade Lavelle is super, super athletic and, get, you know, a legit WNBA pull up. And, you know, they've always had really good bigs that play physical and rebound it. So their roster is very similar to years past. It's just maybe a little younger, maybe a little more, you know, inexperienced at the, you know, kind of the shooting guard positions, but we're going to have to really play well to, you know, compete to easy. Can we switch with Nico and play
that's
at
right.
home?
Yeah, you guys play at home. Yeah, and yeah. Let's send the men on the road. That's right. Yeah. I like the way you think there. Actually, let's just get Boise to come here for all four of those games, doing the men's
but
side.
We've had really good games with Boise over the years. They've had our number here as of late, but, you know, last year here in Moby, really, really competitive game. I think an overtime game the 2 years before, so we've got to get over the hump and you know, defensively, that's where we're going to have to be better. You know, this is a challenging weekend for us defensively, but it's time that we do get better defensively.
Game number one coming up on Wednesday at 2 p.m. up at Extra Mile Arena there in Boise. Friday afternoon, a 1 p.m. start time. And Ryan, about a couple of minutes left here on the show. Fresno State beat Boise State last Thursday by 25. Game two was much closer. It was a three-point game. Again, Boise dropped both games. Boise State went on at Air Force and got beat by 20 or something points too. What do you make of that? Just kind of a lapse in concentration?
Well, I think they play a lot of kids, Brian. Especially, okay. It seems like the first night on these two-game series, they play their entire bench, and there's a lot of youth that is out there. And so, you know, maybe that's it. Let's hope maybe that first game they're kind of like that again. But it can get going downhill fast against a team like Fresno, obviously. You know, if you you've got to have the right plan against their zone and against their press. And if you turn it over, you know, they can really stretch it. Same thing with Air Force. They pressure the ball so much. So if you put some inexperience out there, you turn it over a little bit and the other team's making some shots, it can get away from you. But – Boise's really going to be ready to go for us without a doubt.
All right, Ryan, let me leave you with this. Give fans out there some of the keys, some of the things you're going to be looking for out of your team to give you the ability to go and get a couple road wins.
Yeah, I think first and foremost is, you know, our rebounding. You know, we've got to make sure that we can compete on the glass. So, you know, our bigs are really, really critical. You know, ball security really critical when you play Boise because they can really get out and go in the fast break. But we've got to do a good job on Jade Lavelle. You know, she's as dynamic a wing and as there is in our league. And then McGuire. I think Lavelle, McGuire, if they, you know, they had two big games against Wyoming and they got two big wins. And if they have two good games, they're probably in the driver's seat. So we've got to have to control those two special players.
Ryan, thanks so much. Best of luck.
All right, Brian, you too.
All right, that's head coach Ryan Williams here on the Coaches Show. Thank you to Ryan and Nico Medved, and a big thanks to Philip Ramey back at Learfield Master Control. For everybody, Brian Roth saying so long tonight. The Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show.
The Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show has been brought to you by Lucky Joe's, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. UC Health, Waterpik, and by Coors Light. Grab an ice-cold Coors Light and a designated driver this game day. And remember that 21 means 21. Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College present of the Colorado State Sports Network, powered by Canvas Credit Union.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.